Then he gives them a rather personal word. Verse 32, but call to remembrance the former days in which after ye were illuminated, ye endured great fight of afflictions. Now, I assume that these believers to whom the writer here has in mind, they were saved, and there was no question in this man's mind, and I think it was Paul, that they were believers. Partly whilst ye were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst ye became companions of them that were so used. For ye had compassion of me in my bonds. And that's somebody in prison. It sure would fit Paul the apostle. And took joyfully the spoiling of your goods. That would fit some of the saints in Jerusalem. Knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Now, he speaks of this substance here, and I think that's very important for us to see. For ye had compassion of me, and ye have in heaven a better and enduring substance, that is, possession. And he's resting upon their past experiences, you see. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Don't cast away your confidence. Now, that's pretty important, and that's just another way of saying, let us hold fast the confession of our faith without wavering, you see. Now, he moves on here. Ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Now, tribulation worketh patience, according to Paul. Verse 37, for yet a little while, and he shall come, and will not tarry. Now, the scripture says that the Lord will not tarry, that he's going to come. I hear this expression a great deal today. Well, I'll see you next time, Dr. McGee, if the Lord tarry. Well, I got news for you. He's not going to tarry. Some folk act as if he keeps putting off his coming, that he is tarrying. He's not. He's not going to tarry. It's on his calendar when he's going to come. And somebody says, well, what is it? Well, he won't let me see the calendar. We've got some folk here in Southern California, they think they've seen the calendar. But I think they've been looking at man's calendar because nobody's seen his, but he won't tarry. He's coming. That's as sure as his first coming to this earth.